This is The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott, and you can find our podcast on iTunes. Nearly every species of sea turtle is endangered. They are killed by poaching, they face habitat destruction, and they can be accidentally caught in fishing nets. When that happens, they drown. One college has devoted an entire lab to coming up with different solutions to save sea turtles before it's too late. Paige Flager reports.
Imagine a sea turtle. It's swimming around in the ocean, going about its everyday business, and then all of a sudden, it hears a sound. Something like this. The sea turtle's ears, yes, they have ears, perk up. That noise is not something it usually hears in the ocean. Now it's on high alert, looking out for something abnormal in the water, like a fisherman's net. That's the idea behind Wendy Dow-Piniak's work at Gettysburg College. She's an assistant professor in the Environmental Studies Department, and she specializes in sea turtles and sound.
The goal of our team's research is to develop bycatch reduction technologies or tools that can reduce sea turtle bycatch, but also maintain target fish catch and market values that can also be implemented in a variety of different types of fisheries.
In non-science speak, the idea is for fishermen to catch what they want to catch without catching sea turtles accidentally.
In essence, what we want to do is to design some kind of alerting signal that tells the sea turtle that something's out of the ordinary. So, pay attention. But we also want it to be a cue that the target catch or fish that the fishers are trying to catch aren't alerted by.
But that's kind of hard, right? Like, basically they need something that only sea turtles can hear, not other fish. Kind of like how a dog can hear super high-pitched sounds, but humans can't.
But people hadn't really considered acoustic deterrent devices for sea turtles because most sea turtles and fish hear very similar frequencies.
The fishery that she and her team are working in is in Baja, Mexico. And the fish that that fishery is trying to get is halibut. Now, halibut is a flatfish because it hangs out on the bottom of the ocean. It doesn't have a swim bladder, which is an air-filled sac that keeps most fish buoyant. And, luckily for Piniak, they have really bad hearing.
So flatfish hear generally below 200 hertz, which are very, very low frequencies.
It sounds like this.
And sea turtles can hear up to about 1600 hertz.
Which sounds like this. So as long as they attach a sound to the net with a frequency between that low sound and that high sound, theoretically, only the turtles could hear it and be warned, and the halibut would swim into the net just like normal. They went with frequencies around 300 hertz.
We wanted to pick a signal that we knew the sea turtles would be able to detect quite easily.
Piniak and her team made a device using a recorder that played the sound, an amplifier that made it louder, and then a speaker further down on the net to play the noise out into the ocean. It's called an acoustic deterrent device. Of course, there's already sound in the ocean. Researchers call this an acoustic habitat, or soundscape. It's a really important sensory cue for marine animals.
Animals in the ocean often use acoustic cues to communicate with each other, to find food, and to navigate, or for just general environmental awareness.
At their study site in Baja, the ocean usually sounds like this.
The crackle and popping that you hear in the background are small crustaceans called snapping shrimp. They make that sound by snapping shut their claws and use it to stun their prey. You can actually hear the sounds of waves crashing on the shore and the boat rocking and also a little bit of wind noise.
So that's where the experiment comes in. They put two nets into the water. The first doesn't make any sound. The second, the one with the acoustic deterrent devices, sounds like this. The nets are close enough together that they're in the same environment and could catch the same things, but they're far enough apart that any marine life near the control net wouldn't be able to hear any of the sounds from the deterrent devices on the other net.
Over the last two summers, we found that adding the acoustic devices to nets reduces the number of sea turtles you catch by 65%, which is huge.
It's huge, Piniak says, but there's still a lot of work to be done. The team wants to test the devices in other fisheries that target flatfish, like flounder and turbot. They want to study not just the decreased catch of turtles, but also how the devices might affect the fish that fishermen actually want to catch. The end goal, she says, is to create a product that fishermen really want to use. For The Pulse, I'm Paige Flager.